If Washington wants to get right with voters, it has to start listening to them. Welcome to Beyond the Bubble. It's the first 2017 election week in America, and I'm Kristen Roberts, Washington editor for the 30 news organizations that together make McClatchy. Every week, we call the senior correspondents who live and work in political battleground states and ask them to open their notebooks for you to tell you about how voters are reacting to Donald Trump, the GOP Congress, and the actions coming out of this Capitol that affect your lives. On the hook this week are Patty Mazzei of the Miami Herald and Brian Lowry of the Kansas City Star. Hi, Patty Mazzei. How you doing?
Good morning, Kristen. Are you having a cortadito?
Oh, my God. I should have had a cortadito. Instead, I had a disgusting American coffee that is keeping me going.
Excellent. What do you want to talk about today?
I want to start with Syria, President Trump's actions, and how voters are receiving it, reacting to it, and what it means for the races coming up.
I want to talk about the upcoming elections, not in 2018, but this week and next week in Kansas and Georgia.
And then we get to our favorite part, the lightning round, where every person on our panel gets to pick one political mover and shaker who's doing something relevant to their next election.
Let's roll.
Before we start, let me just say thank you for all the great feedback we're getting. Please keep sending your questions and your ideas and tell us what's happening in your state. Email us at btb@mcclatchy.com. That's BTB as in Beyond the Bubble. Let's get started.
January 20th, the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
And our ideals and fundamental values are being attacked. Do we retreat or do we fight? I say we fight.
He heard those voices that were out there that other people weren't hearing, and he just earned a mandate.
It is time for Democrats to grow a backbone and get out there and fight.
The American people would like to try something new. We would like to see the country go in a different direction to change the course for America.
He doesn't take this presidency seriously enough.
So to all Americans, hear these words. You will never be ignored again.
Before we start the show, we've got some really exciting news.
For the Panama Papers.
On Monday, it was announced by the Pulitzer Board that McClatchy's Washington Bureau with the Miami Herald and the ICIJ won a Pulitzer Prize.
McClatchy and the Miami Herald.
For their work on the Panama Papers. And with me right now is Tim Johnson, a Washington, D.C. correspondent here at McClatchy. How excited are you?
Pretty darn excited.
Tell us about the project and why it was so important.
Well, the project involved looking through an unbelievable quantity of papers that leaked from a Panama law firm that showed an underground world of financial skullduggery by the rich. Leaders, families of leaders around the world. And we took a slice of that and just spent a year on it.
An entire year on a deep dive that uncovered. Give us a taste.
I mean, to be candid, we didn't know whether it was going to be worthwhile. And I got to say, I had deep doubts about it in the first few months because, you know, one is swimming in an ocean of stuff and it's really hard to have context about what it all means. We did our best. And it took 9 months before the project was published by the whole consortium, all the media that worldwide. And, you know, within 2 days, the prime minister of Iceland fell. David Cameron in Britain had to come on and explain why his father had a offshore corporation. The prime minister of Pakistan goes on a nightly primetime newscast to explain why his children have offshore corporations and properties around the world. And we realized that this was going to be of a significance that was really going to shake the world.
This project was significant for two reasons, really. One, for the sheer quantity of revelation that came out of the documents that were leaked and that were studied, but also for the nature of the project itself. It was an enormous undertaking by hundreds of people.
It was, and it was really unique because everybody was to operate on the premise of secrecy, yet collaborating in a very tight way with people often whose languages were not English, but whose expertise in local situations was fundamental. So I dealt a lot with a couple of Mexican reporters for several months, and we'd meet and, you know, pore over things and ask, you know, ourselves what this meant and that meant. Dealt a lot with Ecuadorian journalists, also with a Czech reporter, Kevin Hall, my colleague. Boy, he was involved with people looking at the investigation around Putin's inner circle and we were very generous in finding things that weren't necessarily of interest to us, but would be of interest to people in the consortium all over the world.
It's really exciting. Listen, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome back to Brian Lowry out there in Kansas City. How you doing, man?
Thanks for having me. I'm not fully caffeinated, but I will be taking sips of this throughout. So let me...
Ambient sound. Take a swig. There you go.
Now I'm really happy to be here.
All right. And Alex Rorty, a very special welcome to you. It's your first time on the show. You are a political correspondent who covers the Democrats for us.
It's great to be here, guys. I was preparing all yesterday. I'm ready.
He got to watch the Ron Estes swamp ad yesterday. I got a message back from him immediately.
Oh, my God. I just couldn't believe how bad that ad was. I guess we could talk about that on the podcast if we want.
Well, you're on the podcast right now, so we'll get to it. We'll get to it when we talk about Democrats. First segment. Trump's bombing of an airfield last week represented, frankly, a pretty dramatic escalation of the U.S. role in Syria's civil war. This is a theater that now involves Russia and Iran on one side, Saudi Arabia and Turkey on the other. This isn't the first time the public has been asked to consider engaging in another Middle Eastern war zone, but